And there you have it. Welcome, welcome, welcome to this Monday edition of The Brand Conversation. I welcome you guys basically to what would be the season of spring. Yeah, the season of spring. Although our season of spring is pretty short. I mean, that window of change, because then we would just be, you know, hit off the bat with some intense heat coming through. Hopefully not, because predictions are that we will be looking at a above average, you know, a rainy season coming our way. Let's keep our fingers tight or crossed or, you know, behind our back, just in terms of hopefully that it does come to fruition, that above average rainy season. We do need the cool air, the cold conditions, the wet season. It helps, and it helps just with that whole level of transformation, with that whole level of, you know, new season, new lease of life, new energy. Keeps people motivated, helps you going through the day, and looking forward to some seasonal changes. But that's not why we're here on The Brand Conversation. That's not for me to play as a amateur weatherman here on your number one talk radio station. We're here for The Brand Conversation, which takes a look at, well, the various discussions and strategies coming through in the world of branding. Now, for today's session, it's going to be a key one, because this is all about habits, 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 but not habits in general. Well, no, we're not going to have a human behavioral discussion. We're going to have a corporate discussion based upon us marketers. Yes, a marketer will also include a business owner, someone that's in charge of a business that, you know, started an enterprise that is at the forefront of business innovation in some form or another. Now, bad habits, guys, is something that we need to drop. If we had to go by the school of society, the school of society, in terms of where you get taught by parents, friends, elders, peers, other peers, and you then convey said teachings to juniors and other peers who do not potentially know about it. It would dictate that you need, or the ethos based upon that, you know, unspoken of agreement or code of conduct is all about, you need to learn the good habits. You need to practice the good habits. You need to exercise the good habits at every available opportunity. But you and I know we are creatures of habits. Sorry for the pun. We know we are creatures of habits, which points towards that we can also simultaneously learn on negative or adopt negative habits or bad habits, as they might be depicted sometimes. Now, as much as we would like to think that we have an idea of what we want or of where we want to be, wisdom always dictates that we have to practice healthy, good habits. It helps with that, you know, balance in terms of discipline and also leading a very responsible type of life setting. But a bad habit is something that we have not tackled in order to avoid ourselves from repeating the same strategies or even the same thinking process or mentalities again. What am I talking about? Well, let's take a look at the next in terms of our discussion for today's brand conversation. Now, bad habits, guys, can even follow you into the professional realm. Yes, they do sometimes. Some of us have know of bad examples or of proper, I'll say proper examples of how a bad habit actually followed you into the workspace or followed you into the business space or followed you into the professional space. A bad habit. This can be something as severe as alcoholism, drug abuse, and those kinds of things. But that's not the bad habits we're going to be looking at for today, because that's for the realm of society. Discussions where we will have behavioral scientists or even psychologists comment on that. We've got, on this aspect in the brand conversation, we're looking at us as marketers, professionals, business people. conveying certain bad habits in the way that we approach a business strategy. Stay on topic. We're in business, in branding. We're on that discussion. Now, marketing, guys, is a key part of a business that helps you to connect with customers. For sure. So that your product or your service can reflect in increments or increases of your bottom line. So the more your customers see, hey, listen, I like the business model, the way things are marketed, the theme, the feel of a product. I'd like to buy into it. I'd like to regularly become a repeat purchaser, supporting the business initiative of this venture. But even the most experienced marketers, let's understand this also, on your team, in your business, may have developed a bad habit throughout the years that can actually do the reverse, hurt your business. Now, this can either be trying every new tool or taking on too many projects at once. Some bad common practices persist among many professionals in the industry to that extent. So we have a look at them. We have a look at these bad habits that can come through. Now, the first one we've got to look at is repeating the same strategy. Repeating the same strategy. Now, repeating the same strategy, guys, is, it's not to say it's a bad habit. It just indicates towards, okay, people have adopted to one way of thinking, to one way of approaching a unique problem, of actually thinking that the same strategy is applicable to a variety or different challenges or problems. Now, using the same strategy to solve every single problem is a bad habit, because you would be putting too much faith in the same strategy. Well, let's also understand this, guys. You can have something like in the business process or the everyday operations of your business or the everyday operations. Let's say, for example, say of your marketing department or your advertising agency. You can have something known as standard operating procedure. Now, standard operating procedure lays down a predictable method to follow when faced with XYZ challenges or problems. This can be an external challenge or problem, and this can be an internal challenge and problem. So a standing operating procedure is what everyone signs onto. You guys might have seen it in, if you've worked for various institutions like, dress code, phone etiquette, what to do with office property or company property, how you need to handle it, what you need to do, those kinds of things. That forms part of the overall operating procedure that encompasses part of everyone's interaction with items or way of doing business with the enterprise or the organization, you name it. That would have been the first notion of you seeing an SOP, a standard operating procedure. Now, an SOP helps you to guide or to guide through predictable challenges and problems that come through. What do I mean by predictable? Listen, each customer, and this lends back to my customer experience back and when I worked in the print media landscape as a salesperson. The challenges that I'm talking about is you subscribed to a standard operating procedure in terms of what you need to do when a customer query pops up. What you need to do. This customer query can either be about the customer is unhappy about something, or this can either be about the customer wants to know more information. Now, that poses to you already, I'm indicating to you two unique scenarios, but you can actually approach them with the same, you know, point of departure, with the same ammunition, or with the same approach. The first one, in terms of a customer complaint, which is also a customer query, is all about ensuring that you get all the relevant information from the customer with what caused the inconvenience. What was the inconvenience? What caused it? Seconding onto that is also providing the customer with a reassurance in terms of indicating this will be resolved. It's not about making a promise. It's saying this will be resolved. Either you'll be bringing feedback to the customer, or either there will be a recommendation associated to the feedback indicating to the customer these are the next steps to take. Now, repeating the same strategy, guys, sometimes means or plays into how you actually target bigger challenges. Now, bigger challenges always requires its own research, its own understanding, its own input with regards to a needs-based analysis. Because you've got to identify, you know, why are we doing something? Why are we tackling on a specific marketing project? Or why are we taking on a specific business administration project? Why? Well, why are we doing this? What's the aim of it? What does it aim to achieve? Now, that's not to say that everything might be regarded as a possible debating point. No. But here's what we've got to realize, and this is what all of us have to accept. If we recognize complexities in modern day business scenarios, in modern day business dealings, there are complexities. Not every client is the same like the next client or similar to the next client. There is no such thing in this world. No two clients can be the same. For example, they can come from the same industry, but it doesn't mean that they have the same needs. And clients will always want that special feeling, that unique treatment that only they, well, I have to, you know, sort of like give the game away, but only that will so somewhat trick them into thinking that this is only uniquely to them. They get, you know, this kind of treatment, which is good and all, but let's also understand a customer sometimes wants that little bit more attention. So if you copy and paste the same challenge, for sure it can work. But this is not to say that you need to just now go and rest on your laurels and things are popping loose at the seams, which could lead to a world of chaos one or other time. No. Now, what actually spurred this on in terms of indicating to you, to me, to everyone out there that's in the marketing game, the advertising game, about not falling into the trap of repeating the same strategy or copy and pasting the same strategy is digital marketing. The unfortunate thing is that a lot of people will see very quickly whether or not you are copy and pasting or whether or not you are actually stealing, and I put that in inverted commas, stealing a similar marketing approach than a competitor or than someone else, or that you're recycling something that you had just last week. Same design, same layout, same packaging, same messaging, same kinds of, you know, advertising appeal components. I'll give you an example. One has been, there's this lovely meme going around on, especially on the social media platforms, about a guy that says, I don't understand the plot of these three movies. The three movies in question is Disney's Aladdin, the one that starred Will Smith as the genie, you know, the one with the lovely CGI, was the last Star Wars movie, and the last Avengers movie, Endgame. Now, if just as a little bit of an trick, you will see that all three of them have the similar poster design. Now, a poster in marketing is one of the key things in terms of advertising the product to the client. No, sorry, it wasn't Star Wars. It was Phoenix Rising, the other Marvel movie, an X-Men movie. Sorry. It wasn't the Star Wars movie. So you had three movies with similar poster design. Even though people on social media around the world were making fun of the designs because they looked similar and it would trick anyone. Anyone just looking at it firstly, if you did not know the movies, into thinking that these are actually part of the same plot. These movies follow each other because they have similar poster designs. Now that obviously points to you, the lazy approach, the lazy layout, the lazy communication strategy that was applied there. The laziness in terms of indicating, hey, listen, each movie has its own unique story to tell. A movie is a product. Understand this, guys. A movie is a product. Do not for once think that a movie is something completely different. A movie is a product. So what does that mean? Get the relevant information in order. The information will be able to allow you to assess, monitor, evaluate, pay attention to, indicate where changes need to occur, apply said changes if they need to be done. Because if you had to see someone copying and pasting your own marketing strategy, it's a marketing strategy, guys. It's not intellectual property as yet. It's a marketing strategy. It's open for fair use marketing strategies. But a poster design or product design, that is something that you can try and tackle someone or take someone on through a legal challenge. Now, before we hit the next ad break, which is just over the next 40 seconds, the next bad habit that a marketer has to drop is measuring the wrong data. Oh, and this one is key, guys. This one is key. This actually speaks to a lot of us who don't like making use of data sets, looking at numbers, percentage points, percentage translating or evaluating or interpreting percentage data sets, understanding the use of them and what they actually can reflect in terms of an overall picture of something. But we step into that next break and come right back after this.
Gusa etokoro lyohunga. Lipopera nyamoge, popera wakweni. Ninka wakurugane yowamba. Wakurugane yowamba. Wakurugane yowamba, oweno urugansi sungumi. Moktura moe hundiro liye yowamba zuma okoko, dimo gwana kuma puku rugomanzi. Tumako WhatsApp kono morozoi utantantatu zime, tatwe utantane, mbali ntambali, mbali ntane. Ndidingura ko Facebook, ko VMMC Namibia.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Fraud, it's a scandal. Scandal. Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6%, is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Now we come back, and this is where things get interesting in our discussion for today, guys, because measuring the wrong data, wow. It doesn't get more clearer than this in terms of bad habits. It doesn't get more clearer than this. And this is even something that I see here in the journalism space. Now, I know, and this is where we pull back towards educational components, because education is supposed to be your basics. It's supposed to provide you with a basic understanding of how to navigate the professional realm out there, or the professional space out there, if you are now in a job. Because a marketer has to be able to look at a data set in order to derive a decision or interpret a data set in terms of trends, movements, interactions, as well as also, you know, some of the other benefits that take place or that are, you know, that are symbolic of data sets. But marketers tend to like the same old data. Personally, in my capacity, coming from a sales perspective, which forms part of the overall marketing discussion, I cannot rely on old data. the data that you have to rely on is the most relevant data, which was always yesterday, last week, and only up to last month. If anyone had to tell you in a sales capacity, yeah, but look at last year's sales performance. That is last year. Last year was paid up for. Last year had its own profit margins or its own loss if the entity was recording a loss because of one or other reason. So that was last year. If you're still in the to this year of 2022, the discussion here was about where are we currently? It's not about where we were yesterday, last week, last month, or last year. Where are we today? Don't matter about what happened last month. Last month is done. You can't reclaim that time. You can't go back and change things. We are here now. However, marketers love doing the opposite thing. You see, marketers, guys, and that's why you sometimes need to understand that marketers sometimes they branch or fall into the space of public relations officers as well, or PROs as well, wherein sometimes they love making or tapping into statistics that sounds good to them. That sounds good to them. Now, there's one thing you need to also understand or factor in with a marketer. A marketer has the marketing ability, the advertising component, the public relations, the exposure element that they want to work on. That's where most of them are, you know, from sales, no, from advertising to public relations to communications consultancy, all those components. It's all about communicating. However, the other component of marketing has a face of raw data. Understanding, analyzing, depicting, displaying, representing, sifting through, evaluating, monitoring data and data sets. What do they say? What do they speak of? Where are they pointing towards? What are the trends? Negative or positive? Here's the downside. The current school or marketers today, and this is not a crime, guys. This is not a crime. If you had to come and tell me, yeah, but Dwight, this is wrong. Their bosses should tell them. Yeah, but their bosses will only like what they are hearing or what they are being told. And that's the other thing. It's not a sense of naivety. It's not a sense of not paying attention or being aware. A marketer will use the data that sounds good to them. Not holistically, not speaking towards a specific argument, discussion, or debate. No, they will subtract, take out from the whole picture because they only like this part of the picture because it speaks to their needs, and they will use it. It's how we as humans act. We only want to hear what we like. What we like. We only want to make use of what we like. We only want to follow what we like. We don't follow what we don't like, obviously. And thus, you see the same kind of trend or behavior, or mannerism, should I say, flowing through in the world of the marketing space. So what does this look like? Now, when marketers tend not to use make use of the same old data set, this leads to them not utilizing the latest in analytics, resulting in them actually making mistakes in estimation, in anticipation, in data analysis and data trend analysis. Look, for example, listen, guys, if you come and tell me about the labor force survey from 2018, you would not be wrong, but you would also be too far off because we are 4 years away from 2018. We are 2022. If you came and told me the national census statistics of 2011, you would not be wrong. But you are 12, 11 years away from what is the current picture today. Now, the unfortunate thing is, in those two scenarios, there's nothing that a marketer can do. They can't do anything. They can't do anything. They are not in charge of collecting these data sets. They're not in charge of it. But where a marketer is involved, for example, social media interactions, interpretations, as well as also impressions, they're happening on platforms that they can control, representing The organization, it's a different story. We're talking about a different story. They are supposed to know how to interpret, interact, and make use of the latest data sets. I mean, here with Eagle FM, we've got a nice little thing. How can I call it a thing? It's actually a nice little mechanism for any of you that have the Eagle FM application on your mobile phones. There's a nice little thing, but I think that's only for us, the administrators here on our side, in terms of our technicians that can see this. It shows in terms of how many people are listening to a program during the time of the day. Now, that gives you up-to-date statistics, even though it's just through one medium, through the application platforms. It's up-to-date information. It's up-to-date data. It's up-to-date. There's no way you can go and say, yeah, let's make use of yesterday. Let's make use of tomorrow. Tomorrow has not even happened just yet. What do you know? Well, how can you make use of tomorrow? However, you get some marketers that will say, yes, statistics of 2015. It might be an obscure source even, or resource even. How did you get it? If you try to Google search it, there is no link towards that data set or towards the report that houses or has this data set. How do you get to this? Now, marketers also have to understand that there are many metrics that pertain to different areas of marketing and brand building that can be incredibly useful for building new campaigns. One of the suggestions out there is to do once in a while a data deep dive and to find metrics that truly matter to campaigns and brands. This is key because you have to understand, I mean, the convergence of all this social media, meta space, virtual reality discussions and plans. This is unfortunately pushing for one or other component to take place. But this is also pushing towards us as marketers, those of us that are the marketers, having to pay attention to these metrics. Because you and I, we know to go stand in the sun and measure how many white cars are driving through a specific intersection is going to be tedious, boring, forcing you to end up with some form of sunburn or even with a skin cancer in some extent. And in some cases, it will just be a truly tiring exercise to enact. But it's one of the basic forms of observation to gather data. It's an instrument. It's a method of gathering data. One of the other easiest ways that I've always seen international media have done this, even here into South Africa, and it's surprising that even here in Namibia, where in most of the established would be sounding wrong, but I want to say most of the media houses should at least have run one or other poll or polling mechanism instrument. Now, please understand, guys, polls are not accurate, but polls provide you with perspectives or perceptions. It just shows you the perception out there or the perspective out there. If someone, let's say, for example, it was a national election, a presidential election poll, a presidential election poll is just to show to you what people are thinking about in terms of approval ratings of one candidate over another candidate. That's all. It's pretty straightforward. Runs the game, but most of these guys, most of these international media corporations, they run snap polls. A poll is a quick thing. You send it out to a database of customers or consumers or audience members that are subscribers in whatever form to you, and then they answer this poll for you. Please understand that the poll is not reflective of a national population as well, but it's a good way of finding an understanding of what are people thinking out there? What are people talking about out there? What are people interested in out there? If people were given two choices, what are their likelihood of selecting one over the other? And what are the reasons behind it? Stuff like that. That's how opinion polls can help you. That's how opinion polls can generate metrics on their own or data sets on their own for a marketer to tap into. It's key. Look, guys, it's key. Nowhere in this world can you just go and make decisions without having information at hand to know what you can do. No way. No way. Our next discussion, and I'm just quickly going to step into a short ad break, but our next discussion will take us into forgetting to mention customer benefits. The unfortunate thing here is it's not a cardinal sin, but it starts reflecting through as a cardinal sin. It's actually a mistake, but it starts looking bad for you, the marketer, if you continuously practice this. Now, just before that, we're quickly having a short ad break. From the ad break, we're going to come right back, heading into the second half of today's program here on your brand of the brand conversation on your number one talk radio station of Eagle FM.
Hello, Namibia. Endera pamanate muyuni walelape. Lelape onkaro ompu wa mafutiro no kwethisa ngoka haguningwa pamkaro gongodi hokatavuru okutuminako omatumaraka goe agehe na ngoka gopaipindi no tagandhanwa no kutuwa mambepo esimbo ojo tuunjoka. Otovuru okuningashike ko lelape. Otovuru okutura omatumaraka goe mambepo tarongisa oka epa ko Eagle FM nenge ka imba nenge hoka ka lelape nenge uture moshifo sho The Villager ni kwao ya webapo. Otovuru okuninga omafutiro goe. Otovuru ishe okuturako omatumaraka goe ginima ya yoroka. Ngashi omatumaraka gorukozi, omatumaraka gomahio, omatumaraka gomaharero ya mbeko gomavaro, no matumaraka gokwarukehe ngoka wahara utseithere oshiwana ashikesho mo Namibia okuza owarapo dorandatu ni thiringa itano metumaraka kehe. Lelape oharongo ngini. Konga oka epa ko Lelape ko Play Store nenge ko App Store eto katura kakarekeri mongo dioe. Paturura o akaunta e oshari eto turamo omausemba goe. Inda ko kanjato koe ki mariwa eto turako oshimariwa to udhitha shoka topurwa uudhithe. Shampa wa mana okuturamo omausemba goe hogora kucha wahara okurungitha ehangano nenge ovendaini o Eagle FM nenge o The Villager. Runge kitha etumaraka joe eto sindi mpoka pashangwa send utume. Shampa watumu etumaraka joe kotari turwa ko Eagle FM imba lelape nenge ko The Villager. Ona ishwe ompito yokuturako irongwa moyoe yokomake. Tumina inima we ko digital@malaite.com notai urikwa menderero. Opo ukare waguza kukara ndithi, tudengera nena kono rahetatu yume, mbari nora, ndatu ngoi, hamano, ndatu ndatu, nenge kono rahetatu yume, ndatu mbari, hetatu, 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 ne, no nora yeriari. Lelape yimo nena nena. Tai adhika ko App Store no ko Google Play Store.
Now we come back from our extended break right there, and this one is pretty interesting in terms of bad habits that marketers have to drop. It's interesting in the sense that if you forget to mention a benefit to a customer, even though there was obviously one available to a customer, sometimes it feels empty in the messaging that you're putting out there to a customer. Now, a lot of marketers focus on selling the product, and if a customer, and this is sometimes where a lot of us are not aware of the impact of flooding a customer with just a selling message, a message of selling. Customers today, and we all are customers in one or other way, customers today, guys, have a specific, I almost said peculiarity, but they have a specific well-trained eye and ear. Do not sell the same thing over and over to them the same way. They want you to lure them in. It's almost like going on a date with a woman. That's not if you're a guy. And then I don't know what women do or for going on a date with a guy. I really don't know. Unfortunately, I come from the opposite gender. The mannerism here is you have to look at yourself as the marketer having to convince the client to invest in you. So this will be a sense or a dance of trying to impress a customer. I say this because some guys, marketers, think it's just about taking a, you know, presentation, a laptop, a book or something, driving over to the customer's office. Let's go meet the customer at their office. You throw your sales pitch at them and then you hope the customer bites. You hope the customer says yes. Not always. Because what a lot of us forget as salespeople or as marketers is that the customer has the fullest right to take their time to make a decision based upon the information that you gave them or presented to them just now. You cannot force nor demand a customer to say yes to a deal there and then. There is no such thing in this world. I stress it to you now. There is no such thing in this world. A customer will only agree to a deal there on the spot if they know about the product beforehand, if they've had exposure to the product beforehand, if the product has given said benefit that the product said it would give in prior or previous marketing communications or platforms or campaigns. This customer will say, for sure, Dwight, I will buy your 10 loaves of bread immediately. Even though my bread is the same bread, like this, like a bread you would find in your regular shop, but I'm baking it from home, they will say yes to the bread. They will say yes to the bread. Sometimes a customer needs a sample to test out with. I see now in some supermarkets, I'm now talking about the big retail stores, they give you testing things, you know, especially when it comes to foods. They allow you to taste it. It's known as a tester. It's something that we used to see with, especially with women's cosmetic products. If women didn't know, this is a new brand of perfume or cologne or spray. I don't know how does it factor into my style? Do I like the smell? And do you know what the cosmetics departments of these retail stores did? They would put out a tester for you. So you spray it on your hand or on your wrist. You smell it. Then you try to get that feel, that sense in terms of how does this thing smell if I spray it on my clothes or on my person? How do I smell? What does too much of it smell like, and what does too few or too less of it smell like? Now, obviously, that speaks to when you do something like that, giving a sample to a customer. That's all about giving a benefit directly to a customer. If it comes with food, I mean, how wrong can you get on food? You can either just be giving a taste sample on something that tastes absolutely horrible, and you're trying to convince people to eat something horrible, but you have to signal to them a benefit. That's the only thing you can go wrong with food. But the moment you have a tasting sample for food, it's all about that you have faith in the thing that whatever you're putting on display or at the disposal for as a sample to the public to taste from, is that you think that this tastes wonderful. And the customers or the prospective customers will obviously also come and taste, because frontline staff will tell them, sir, madam, would you like to taste some of our new confectionery goods from our bakery department in our shop? Then people will taste. Or you would come to the cosmetics department and then the sales people would tell you there, sir, madam, would you like to taste out this? Would you like to test this new perfume that comes from Namibia somewhere, which is made 100% here in Namibia locally. And also it's one of the rising brands in the country. Stuff like that. And then you would see the customer going like, that's interesting. Let me have a taste. Oh, that's interesting. Let me have a taste. These are clear-cut examples, guys, that exist out there. It's all based upon human interactions, human behavior. And human behavior is so that we ourselves as marketers avoid committing or learning and developing and adopting a bad habit. Now, always remember, guys, to mention the benefit to a customer. Always mention the benefit to a customer. Obviously, I won't tell you the benefit of listening to Eagle FM. I won't. You're already listening to Eagle FM. Yeah, I know. It sounds a bit bashful on my side, bragging a little bit. But hey, this is what we do. We're a talk radio station. We're probably the only one that gives you regular talking throughout the day. We're the only one. It is bragging, yes. But once again, these are discussions that you can participate in. These are insights that you won't find anywhere else also. Now, you can sometimes, how you want to, not circumvent, but to be sure about always communicating and conveying the customer benefit to the customers, it's making through use of your social media platforms, guys. There today as a business, even if you're a small SME operator, the demand is that you need to have a social media platform. You need to have one. You cannot operate without one. You cannot. Even if you're just making $100 million of sales a day, culminating in times seven, 700 a week. 700 times four gives you 2,800 a month. Even if it's just $100 worth of business that you're making a day, you need to have at least a social media platform somewhere. Even if it's just a WhatsApp account number, at least have that. It'll be easier for you to spread your campaigns, easier for you to communicate benefits to customers, and easier for you to gauge what customer perceptions and perspectives are. But before that, we're quickly stepping into a short break and coming back right after this.
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Catatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Catatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6%, is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
The eye.
Now we come back and bad habit number three, forgetting to mention the benefits or the customer benefits. Please avoid it, guys. It's one of the easiest things you can do. You can try and always factor into your presentations to customers. Always speak about the benefits to the customer. Always convey the benefits to the customer. Always commit to sharing the benefits to the customer. However, this leads us on to our next one. And this is actually as old as many words of wisdom that comes through the various forms in everyday life that we find ourselves in. When you as a marketer commit to too many projects, I know, guys, sometimes some of us sound, look, walk, quack like jacks of all trade. However, jacks of all trade will make mistakes. A jack of all trades will make a mistake. If you are committing to too many projects as a marketer, the unfortunate thing here is the projects will not be complete. The projects will not have a sense of completion to them. The projects will not have the desired attention that they need. The projects will fail potentially. I say potentially because your attention span as the marketer was not fully there. You weren't there. You weren't engrossed. You weren't part of the thing. You weren't putting your full attention on it because your partial attention was on another project that you were also in charge of. Now, one of the key things that I've actually learned in the realm of corporate media or working in media, especially on the corporate side of media, is always focus on one project at a time. The nice thing about marketing, being in the marketing realm and space, is that you get time to work on one project, implement the project, observe the outcomes, evaluate information, perceptions, feedbacks that were generated, And then you can assess and see whether or not you can implement the same project the next year or just 2 months down the line from now. That's the wonderful thing about marketing. But you do get companies, organizations that are so big, they actually have a multitude of projects running at the same time. But here's the thing, if there's one guy or woman in charge of all those projects, some are bound to fail. Some are bound to fail. Some are destined to fail. So, please do not act and try to be a jack of all trades. Even myself, I have to tell myself not to be as, you know, as accommodating in taking on as much projects as possible. Because each project needs its attention. It requires and demands that you are focused on the project. Doing something while still being committed to another project, and on the other hand, on your left hand or your right hand is trying to do one project here, but your right hand's project actually requires your left hand's presence as well. You know, do you see where I'm going at? Now, marketing people are creatives by nature. We are creative. We are creative by nature. From color coding to looking at the various signals as well as also communication methods to make use of and in terms of how to best reach as many people as possible with regards to communicating the message and the benefits of a product or service. The unfortunate thing is we as marketers love a good project that drives new interests. We love it. So when too many new things are popping up, you will become overwhelmed in one or other form, in one or other way. Now, being this ambitious and also wanting to do as much as possible in order to make money for the project or from the project as a marketer, it does lead to overcommitment. So as a word of wisdom, do sort of like manage in terms of your anticipation or your levels of anticipation or your levels of overcommitment with regards to the quantity of projects that you want to be involved with. Please, guys, even if it's something as small as schoolwork, manage your time, manage your resource allocation. These are vital estimations, discussion points that you've always got to factor in. Manage it, apply it, work with it, see how good, you know, the results from one project lead out in. Or are generated from, for, in order for you to know, okay, wow, this is awesome. I did this. Ending on today's discussion, and I mean, there's a lot of these bad habits, but we won't be ending here today. We won't be. The last one I want to get into is communication between marketers in a team. Now, remembering back to one of my earlier sessions of the brand conversation here on Eagle FM had been about what makes good soft skills or what good skills you as an entrepreneur need to have. If you need to access that discussion, you can go onto our website and just scroll through the podcasting, through the archives on our website in terms of listening to that. And it's where I also expand into how key, how crucial, how important communication is in an organization, in a team setting. It is key. Now, bad habit number 5 is all about communicating ineffectively with teammates. So here is a habit of not communicating properly in a way and also in an efficient way. Now, many marketers don't consider communicating effectively with teammates important, which is a bit of a self-centered approach because the whole key of marketing is all about communicating what you are selling to a client, to a prospective or a potential client or customer. Marketing is about communication and exposure. That's the key of marketing. But for any project to be successful, you need your team to understand what you want them to do and what your goals are, as well as how you plan to achieve said goals. So, if a marketer or a team leader in a marketing group is not clear in communicating what the desired outcome is that you want to achieve, the team would not know what the team is doing. If said marketer is also not talking about, okay, what we need to look at in order to achieve the next levels in the grand scheme of things for the whole project that we are in charge of, the team would not know what to do after that step. They would not. Look, guys, in marketing, especially getting into the advertising and public relations and exposure components of it, of marketing, the key always here is, if you are communicating to a broader market or a customer or an audience or a listener, you would want to have a clear message. But practicing the same thing internally in the organization is another story. It's another story. You've got to communicate as clearly, as often, and as regularly as possible. Even though regular and often, you know, are technically the same thing. But it's all about doing it so well, or getting used to doing it so well, that it becomes second nature. It's similar to like driving your car. Do it constantly. We see politicians doing it well. Politicians love speaking in public. They love talking in public. Some of them are such eloquent speakers in public that we are amazed by the way they speak. We are captivated. Now, it's the same thing that you as a marketer have to do. And potentially, if you had to look at any politician in their public speaking skills, you can obviously judge them in terms of how well they communicate to you. Body language, the way they read and pronounce words, the way they engage and captivate to you and speak to you, a listener or a viewer. Just look at them in terms of communication. The basics of communication. Just basic stuff. Just look at any political leader in our country. Then you can go to South Africa even. And I just want you to stay on the African continent. The European guys are a bit... For some reason, they have this very speak-and-span approach to communication. But just have a look there. Obviously, most of us have been exposed to how religious leaders speak in public. And religious leaders are probably one of the best examples that you can find in terms of communicating with a group of people. You see, a group of people can be anything. It can be school children. It can be congregants in a church, or fellow parish members, or it can be electorates during an election campaign, or it can be... Who else can I use? Listeners on a radio program, for example, like right now. This is the aspect of communication. This is what in communication entails or has within its, you know, broader works. Now, please... Whatever corporate function, scenario, setting, place, aspect you find yourself in, learn to communicate with your team members. Your team members are part of the team. Please do not discard your team members as not important. They don't need to know, or it's a need to know basis. It's not your right to decide that. If you want to benefit from their skills and their knowledge, allow them to have a buy-in and to understand the direction, the goals, as well as also what are the pitfalls, what are the mistakes, so that everyone learns and grows and develops as a team. Do not for once try to operate in a silo, alone. This is not a lone wolf or one man, one woman show. But if you are in a one man, one woman show, do not be afraid of analyzing your own progress, or your own setbacks, your own mistakes, and your own bonuses. Don't. Do not be afraid to do so. Now, we only have a minute left just before the On The Radar team make the entrance for today, for this Monday's session, this first Monday of the new month of September. But just to leave you with some, you know, some interesting takes on bad habits. You see, bad habits, guys, is part and parcel of us as the broader human society or humankind or mankind. And the aspect of bad habits is that you shouldn't practice them as often, or they shouldn't become a sort of like a main behavioral tendency, that they actually form part of your overall character makeup. So, still, as we will be continuing with this session of the bad habits discussion here on your number one talk radio station, this has been your brand conversation for this Monday. Let's see each other again tomorrow or later tonight on the Business and Economic Zone. And remember to stay tuned for your regular programming here on your number one talk radio station of Eagle FM. Let's see each other again, same time, same place.